We're back with Quadrova X, Season 2, Episode 2. The coffee place. And now, without further ado, because I don't really have any information for this episode, Episode 2. This is another odd tale from my very odd town. Although, it would not be called odd by any of its residents. People do not believe that oddness is an actual thing where I come from. And strangeness is, as always, becomes normal and drab when exposed to the masses too many times. Strange things become normal, and exotic and scary things become common. But that's not a tale. This is a tale of when I entered the coffee shop. A few words about the coffee shop before we begin. It is, as any coffee shop is, a not too shabby of a building, but not too extravagant either. It is one of the four coffee shops in town, but no one ever goes into it, for no one runs it, and the windows are all tinted and painted black. There is no way to see in. The sign is long gone. The only evidence that it is a coffee shop is the large cup of coffee that is always sitting outside. But that may just be a businessman out there for his meeting. Anyways, of course, it is a coffee shop. Because coffee shops will spring up in towns from time to time, and no one will think anything of it. But this coffee shop is very different. This coffee shop, everyone thinks about, because it is not common in any way. It, of course, is like many coffee shops with, it's a small storefront but a larger interior, although no one would ever know, as anyone who has gone in has not lived to tell the tale, except for I. The coffee shop is run by no one, as I have stated before, and no one ever goes in or comes out. It is never closed, and it is always open. Of course, no one would ever go in for just the level of strangeness in comparison to my town. They would go to one of the other three coffee shops, such as Auntie May's Coffee, or Little Type's Play Coffee Place, or, of course, the famed Espresso Bean. But the coffee shop is, of always, a section of dare among local children. I dare you to go in the coffee shop. I dare you to place an order. I dare you to order a double espresso. Of course, as anything in this town, it has its own history of lore and rumors. If you order a caramel macchiato, they'll steal your soul. The coffee in there is made with human flesh. Your flesh. Ooh, so spooky. But this town is not an usual one, and so I had to go in. I had been working up the nerve for some time now, as I really did not enjoy any of the coffee at the other three coffee places. It was all bland and drab and off-textured and off-colored and off-flavored. It was just off. I know that is odd, saying that I was working up the nerve to enter a nameless, ownerless, clothesless, mysterious coffee shop, and saying that all the other coffee was off, and it's not like home coffee was any better. I mean, who opts out for home coffee? And so it was Tuesday, the day I finally did it. I remember it was around noon, but of course, I didn't want to go alone. I mean, what would you do if it was a vague and mysterious coffee shop that you didn't know anything about and you had to go in there? In my town, it would be considered commonplace, but it wasn't that it was usual or that it was normal or that it was natural. It was still a thing that you did not want to deal with. It was still something you want to avert your eyes from. So I had two friends come with me. All they had to do was stand outside the coffee shop. Quite a simple job. Except for nothing ever stand. No one ever stands outside that coffee shop. If anyone or anything walks by the area, they'll instinctively put their heads down and walk faster. So, standing in front of the coffee shop for 5 minutes, dithering about and thinking, oh, I should go in now. Oh, it's not good. Oh, maybe they're too overpriced. Oh, I should just go home and have a cup of my own coffee. Or, ooh, the espresso bean doesn't sound too bad right about now. Even doing that was a main task. And my friends had to do that with me. So I took away about 10 years from their life just from this experience. Of course, I don't know how long my life will last. But I went in finally. There was a bell like any other coffee shop. I jumped at it. I don't know why. I didn't know what I was expecting. I expected like a skull or like slime or like something to bite me in two. But nothing. It was just a regular bell. It was just a regular bell. And nothing is out of the ordinary with a regular bell. Or so I thought. I continued walking in, and there was no furniture anywhere that I could see. There were no lights anywhere that I could see. In fact, I began to believe that the windows weren't actually painted black, as much as there was no source of light within the building. But I kept on walking until I found what I believed to be the counter. Of course, there was a small candle there, but I didn't know how far back I was. The candle was rooted in place, and it didn't melt at all. Stood there for about 3 or 4 minutes, watching the candle just burn and the wax stay in place. It was, to be honest with you, quite fascinating. But when I finally turned my attention to the counter, I saw a little slip of paper. It said, "Write your order," and so I did. A double espresso with 2 shots of sugar. Of course, the coffee shop probably wouldn't have it. They would have weird, exotic things and flavors or such, but I found myself a seat, and the coffee was brought to me. By what or whom, I don't know, but the coffee was brought to me. In fact, it was brought to me shortly, so all in all, it was a 10 out of 10 for service. I sat and drank my coffee and looked around. I couldn't see far in front of me, but I could see that there were just cushions and seats and sofas and pillows and everything just in an array that spread out for what I believed to be feet and feet and feet, even though the coffee shop exterior was only about 3 meters in width. And when I looked up, I could see into the daggering stillness and emptiness and vast height. Even though the height was only 7.5 meters, it felt like miles and miles and miles of open nothingness. In fact, I began to get quite worried, for I felt that something was up there watching me, waiting for me to make a move so it could strike. I continued drinking my coffee and tried not to think about that or anything else in this horror of a shop. That was when it happened. That was when the lights came on. Everything was suddenly flooded with light, and what I believed to be cushions were not cushions. They were little things. They were squat and short and round and hairy and had, oh, so many teeth. That many teeth shouldn't be able to fit in a mouth that small, but they did. They were all razor sharp to the point. I made the mistake of trying to touch one. I managed to, but it drew blood. Lots of blood. There was a 4-inch scar down my right pinky finger from that. And I don't know how such a tiny poke could have caused so much blood. Such a large scar. But it did. I looked around, and they began growling. They growled in a sort of unhuman animal way. I didn't know how I expected them to growl, but I expected something natural about it. There was nothing natural about these growls. It was all teeth and sharp sounds and high notes and low notes all mixed together at once in a blender of sound. And they began advancing, and I ran. And they all ran after me. I don't know in what direction I was running, and I don't know how long I was running. I didn't look back. I looked back twice, actually. Once, 10 minutes into running, I guessed, and then another 5 later. They were still after me. But I kept on running and running and running and running and running, and then I found the door. It was pure luck that I found the door. I could have picked any other direction, and then I would have been running and running and running even further. And I don't know how far or how long the coffee shop went or was, but I do know that I managed to get on the other side of the glass somehow. And I managed to lock and barricade the door with the outside stands. And I managed to gasp and catch my breath as my friends rushed over to see what was going on. Of course, they didn't believe me at first until I told them all the vivid things that happened. Until I told them just the capacity of those teeth. Just the candle that was never burning. And they decided that I couldn't make it up. After all, I had gone in the coffee shop that no one cared to speak about or cared to look at. I mean, and I was hailed a hero by them, if only for half an hour. But it didn't end that night. Or that day, for that matter. I went back the next day because I felt that it was good coffee. And, I mean, it was good exercise. I probably could go back in there, but the coffee shop was gone. It was just gone. There was no sign it had ever been there. Instead, there was Mama B's thrift store. Building I had never seen before. A place that I had never seen ever was there. So, I decided to go to the espresso bean. But that was gone too. Another Mama B's thrift store. I tried both other coffee stores. Mama B's thrift store. I called up my friends who didn't believe me until they came down and saw for themselves. All the coffee in the town was gone. And then, the panic set in. Because we couldn't live without coffee. We decided to go to the stores. We hit up 4 of them. We went to the coffee aisles. Instead of coffee, it was only flyers for Mama B's thrift store. We went to the places where they sold machines. Mama B's thrift store flyers. Every trace of coffee in this town is gone. And in fact, I asked some people about it. They asked, what is coffee? They said, don't you like Mama B's thrift store? They said, that place is great. They made nice comments about it and avoided the topic of coffee. And when I finally confronted most of them, they simply said, what's coffee? Coffee? That sounds ridiculous. In fact, even my closest friends can't remember what coffee is. They have this vague recall of it being some sort of drink made out of beans and having to be made by baristas who mispronounce your names. And having to wait in long lines, but that's all they can remember. They brush it off merely as daydreams or nightmares or dreams of any sort. Anything to try to explain the gaping hole. In fact, I myself am losing memories of coffee. That is why I am making this. I need to remember. I need to remember what happened at the coffee shop. I need to remember those little creatures and their awful, awful teeth and awful, awful bodies. I need to remember what happened and why it happened, and most importantly, what is coffee? I don't know if anyone outside of the world is outside of this world is affected. I don't know if anyone else can be decided upon to recognize coffee, but I do know one thing. My memories of coffee are fading, and with it are being replaced by Mama B's thrift store. Mama B's thrift store. I must go there. I believe it has something to do with anything. I don't know why, I don't know who, I don't know how, but I know that if I must bring the coffee back, and I must, because coffee is a necessity, then I must venture into the land of Mama B's thrift store, and I must fight for my coffee. I don't know why, I don't know how, I'm even forgetting the word coffee. I must do it soon. I only hope that it will reverse everyone else's memories and reverse the thing with the coffee. Mama B's thrift store and the coffee shop have some connection. I don't know how, and I don't know why, but they do, and it's a connection that I must find out, and a connection that I must break. That coffee shop with those awful creatures, and Mama B's thrift store, a place that I don't know about, that apparently everyone else does. It's a place that apparently they all know about. They all claim stunning reviews. But when I ask them about it, or coffee, or I don't know, anything related to any of those topics, they will just stop talking. Mama B's thrift store and coffee are apparently banned topics. I don't see anyone going into Mama B's thrift store. I only hear about it. I only read the newspapers that every day have the words Mama B's thrift store plastered across the front, and glowing articles about how Mama B's thrift store is the best, and comics that explain how easy it is to get great prices at Mama B's thrift store. Mama B's. Mama B's. Mama B's. I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is. I know it has something to do with this coffee thing, and I know I must solve it before Mama B's thrift store infects the rest of this world. In fact, I don't... What was I talking about? I'll review this later because I make these audio notes. Anyways, while I'm speaking about this, hey, future me, have you heard about Mama B's thrift store? Mama B's thrift store is the greatest place ever. They, like, have the best prices, and it's super easy to get great deals there. I mean, like, I don't know any other thrift store place in town, but if I did, I wouldn't go there, because Mama B's is the only place for me. Hey, I should ask them... to put that in an ad. I wouldn't charge anything, of course, because Mama B's is just the greatest. I know, right, future me? You'll agree with me. I mean, everyone agrees. Mama B's is the most spectacular of all thrift stores. And in fact, of all things, Mama B's. Yeah. This has been episode 2 of the Pod Nova X. The voice you heard here and in last episode was Ransom Duel. This has been The Coffee Shop. Stay tuned for part 2 of this 2-part saga, Mama B's. And then we'll find out what happens at Mama B's. And why all the coffee is gone. And what even is coffee. And just remember, you can order a double macchiato wherever you go. But at Starbucks, it'll be the best. No, just kidding. We can't say these things. We are not sponsored by Starbucks. So, I don't know. Like, get a tall blood coffee. It'll really perk you up in the nighttime.